Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. After decades of decline, the total number of Jews in the world has increased. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
According to the Berman Institute and the Jewish Data Bank, there had been a steady decline for several decades in the world's Jewish population. But the trend has been reversed, and an increase has been recorded recently, even though it is very so slight in numbers. The number of Jews outside Israel continued its decline, but their number increased inside Israel, bringing the total Jewish population in Israel to around 5.7 million, the largest number of Jews in any one location, any place on earth. Out of a world population numbering around 6.9 billion people, there are only about 13.5 million Jews in our world today, which is slightly less than 0.2% of the world's total population. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
With less than 0.2% of the world's total population being Jewish, the world's focus is on these unique people who will be the major players in the end-of-time scenario that can be found in Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Out of a world population that numbers 6.9 billion people, the Jewish people and their very small nation in the Middle East has attracted the attention of the world. It seems that daily some world leader is talking about the Jewish state of Israel and what is happening there as it relates to the existence of this young nation among the nations of the world. The Jewish people came into existence 4,000 years ago when Abraham became the father of the Jews and passed that heritage along to his son and grandson, Isaac and Jacob. Though there have been countless attempts to destroy the Jewish people down through the centuries, God has protected a people that he calls his chosen people. That is according to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 6 to 8. In fact, God divided humankind on this earth, and he set the bounds for them based upon the Jewish people in this world. That's recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 8. Every student of Bible prophecy is aware that God's plan for the end times will happen in order to fulfill the Lord's promises to the Jewish people. Those promises found in the Abrahamic covenant, Genesis 15, the land covenant, Deuteronomy 30, the Davidic covenant, 2 Samuel 7, and the new covenant, Jeremiah 31. Though the Jewish people are small in numbers in our world today, they will be the major players for the last days. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...